It is one incredible journey, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm so glad that we are able to connect with Bob Neverett and Dr. Carolyn Dean as well to discuss the shifting that we're all experiencing right now and what we can do with the physical body to help us through this. I was just talking to Bob off air and telling him that I was just getting over the swine flu. And yes, it was straight up H1N1. And when they told me this at the ER, I thought to myself, no way, this is a conspiracy. There's no such thing. And I told the doctor that. I said, you know, you're just saying that just to sell vaccines. Well, you have it whether you like it or not. So I don't know what's going on with the body, but we definitely need something like the RNA drop. So welcome, Bob and Carolyn.
Oh, thanks for having us, Chris.
Absolutely. Yes, thank you, Chris. Good to be here.
Absolutely.
Where's Cherie?
She is in Indiana visiting her son. She'll be on with us here in a few minutes. She had to recharge the iPad that she was on. So she dropped off just briefly, but she'll be joining us here in a little bit. Bob, do you want to take us away on what these RNA drops are? Because we've heard the commercials. They've been playing over and over on our network. But I think the listeners are still not quite familiar with what they are. And especially your amazing story, 92 years old, if I remember correctly, and you are living life like you were 30 or 40.
Yeah, 90 years old, but I'm not looking young because of the RNA drops. It was something called the D-cell, which we got in 1969, Carol and I. We've been together 46 years or so, and in 1969 we got the D-cell, which definitely slowed down our aging and did to a few other lucky people who had it. The only person I know on the alternative circuit who knows about it is Drenvalo. You know that guy, Melchizedek Drenvalo? Ever heard of him?
Yes, I've heard the name.
Yeah. Drenvalo knew of Odon Sloan in Los Angeles and tried to promote the D-cell. I don't know when, maybe the 80s, because Joe died in 93. But Joe was very paranoid, and he didn't trust anybody, so Drenvalo didn't get very far with it. But Drenvalo knew of the D-cell and has tried to come up with other water perfections since then, probably inspired by the D-cell. But we took the D-cell, what we knew about it. Carolyn had the formula. Joe liked Carolyn, gave her the formula in 91. And when he passed on in 93, Carolyn had opportunities to do it. At first, Joe's widow did it. But then she passed on, and we tried it, and we couldn't really make it. But then when ION showed up in 2009, within a couple of months, ION told us how to do a better version of the D-cell, and that's what the RNA drops are.
You're going a little bit quick. I want to touch on ION here in a few minutes, but Carolyn, can you tell us what the D-cell is?
Well, the D-cell was a matrix of different seeds that were soaked in water, and then at a certain point, the combination of these seeds, if you looked at a drop of this water under a microscope, you could actually see a very interesting and kind of unique cell. So when that occurred, when there were all kinds of these cells in the water was tapped off and then mixed into cement. And Joe Dunn Sloan used to just pour that into like ice cube trays. So we'd have these little cement ice cubes that we'd put in a bottle of water, and it would purify and cleanse the water. And what you would do is just sort of use half the bottle of water and then add more water, and it kept kind of rejuvenating the water over a long period of time.
And so this basically rejuvenates the cells in the proper manner. Is that correct?
Well, I don't know if the D-cell does that. The D-cell was the precursor to then, as Bob was saying, what we're producing now is eye cells, and that's in the product called RNA drops. So the eye cells are also a new unique cell, and the way the RNA drops work, according to ION, is that they stimulate your own ribonucleic acid through chromosome 14 to create new perfect cells. And they're also working on our DNA. The DNA that we have now is two complete pairs, but we're told that we actually have 144,000 pairs that double helixes that are being uncovered by this whole process of using the RNA drops. Sounds spectacular, but we have incredible testimonials that show that something really is working for us here.
On the cellular level, we had a cerebral palsy 7-year-old. His eyes became uncrossed. He stops spinning around like an autistic kid, and he started speaking in schools coherent sentences and frightened the teachers.
Well, not frightened. They were amazed. They called home and asked the parents what was going on, and the parents just said, well, we started him on this new stuff, and the parents said they were just in tears all the time. They couldn't believe what was happening.
So that's a cellular thing there if you're treating cerebral palsy, wouldn't you say, Chris?
Yeah, that is amazing, and I can't help but think of all the other things that could be treated with this. I'm thinking arthritis, chronic pain. Have you had any testimonials as far as that goes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, a lot on pain, even people with post-polio syndrome, people who tell us that they've had years of pain and they take the RNA drop. Product called REMAG, which is a special form of magnesium that gets into the cells. And the placebo effect, the child getting affected.
Or dogs, or pets.
Yes, there's an incredible story of this older dog who'd had a wound for years, and it was like a hole in his leg, and the leg had atrophied, the muscles had atrophied, and the hair was gone. And his owner put just a couple of drops of our skincare product called Renew on his leg. And she said she just put a couple drops every couple of days. And she said within 2 weeks, the muscle was starting to build, the hair was growing back, and the wound was filling in. So she was just amazed by that, by the rapidity of it, the fact that for years she tried everything, drugs and alternatives, and nothing had worked. And this worked almost overnight.
That is amazing. My dog, unfortunately, is dealing with arthritis in the back of his leg, and he is limping, and they can't do anything except for give him pain meds or put him under this a huge surgery that would probably be not worth it because it would cause him more pain than anything else. And so I'm really looking forward to seeing how these RNA drops work for him. Michael is sending us a few right now, and I can tell our listeners firsthand how that works. But Bob, you seem to have some amazing experiences with this as well. Can you tell people a little bit about your active life now as a 90-year-old?
Well, I only have to sleep three and a half hours every 24 hours. I don't have to wear my glasses anymore. This is not due to the D-cell. This is due to the RNA drops. I've been on them for just over 2 years. And then my teeth were yellowed, slightly yellowed over the last 20 years, because I found out from my dentist that I ate a lot of fruit in the,
citrus
fruits in the 80s and 90s. And dentists didn't tell us that. They didn't think of it. But we should have been rinsing our mouths, us who ate citrus fruits or a lot of it, because the acid was wearing away the enamel. So my teeth were yellowed because of no enamel. They're now white again. So something grew back.
Wow.
So I got whiter teeth. I don't need glasses. I have boundless energy. I only go to bed every 24 hours to be polite, I could stay up for 2 or 3 days. Now, I start to feel a little dusty in my eyes, probably, and I don't like that feeling, so I make sure I try to get to sleep every 24 hours. But I went 5 days without any sleep, and it was no problem at all. But I have the advantage of going into the ocean every day here in Maui and living a great diet and having great energy, because Carolyn has energy and has inspiration and is very busy in what she does. And so I can honestly say I don't see myself passing away. I don't think I'm going to die.
That's a pretty bold statement.
Yeah. Even if there was an accident, ION says, and ION is the prime source, that's where we got the RNA drops from, the improvement on the D cell. But ION says that nobody dies. It's the hardest thing to do is to kill yourself. And that's why people go through this long aging process. But every death is a suicide. it's a pretty controversial statement. And so if I pass on, I did suicide. And so I've said, jokingly I've said through the years because of the other kinds of information I used to put out, that if I am dead, if you find out that I'm gone, then I was murdered. But I can't use that anymore, as any murder of me was instigated by myself, apparently. So I'm just saying and declaring I'm not going to die. Now, here's another point. I said I'm peculiar, that if I want to get something, I have to say, I'll never get that. And I've done that all my life. No one had ever pointed it out to me, but Ian did. And actually, when I think of it, he's right. I always said, nah, we're not going to get that. And then it shows up. So basically, I should say, I'm not going to die. No, I'm going to die. If anybody's going to die, I'll die, and I won't die because I said that. So I'm a bit different than the average person.
Wow.
So it's a complex process. So I just relax and allow, which is what RNA stands for, relax and allow, and just declare that I ain't passing on. You guys are stuck with me from now till ever.
You stated that you jump in the ocean right there in Maui on a regular basis.
Yes.
What about the Fukushima radiation?
Well, Ion's told us to hope for more nuclear explosions. The H-197, isn't this right, Carol? The isotope. H-197, which comes out of radiation, the body requires that when it's got RNA drops in it. So Carolyn goes for a walk every morning, and she sees chemtrails, she breathes deeper. All this basic mineral matter and what people are afraid of are required by an ascending person, and you're ascending when you're acquiring 144,000 double helix pairs. So we are totally bonkers for what most people are concerned about. And our alibi is we're on the drops and we ain't looking back.
So what we're saying in a sense here, Chris, is that the environment is changing so crazily and rapidly and scaring us to death almost that we don't want to live in that fear. And along comes Ion and says, oh, okay, you don't have to. Listen to what I have to say about this and that, and take the RNA drops and you'll be just fine. And we are, and we feel so much different and better. And this is, it's sounding like, but it is not a cult. This is the most non-cult cult.
Yeah, we don't even care if you guys do it. Screw you if you don't want it. It doesn't matter. We got it. We don't even care about selling it. When it first was released, the advert that Matthew Hurtado, the distributor, put out was ridiculous. And we even deny we knew anything about it, just as part of the joking. So we're totally indifferent with this. But you call us up, we'll tell you what we're doing.
Well, and what's so bizarre, Chris, is the RNA drops are just kind of a very minor side product of what was our intention with trying to recreate the D-cell. We were trying to make a water purifier, which we still are. It's called the I-Block. So we haven't finished production or the research and the investigation and the creation of the I-Block yet. But on the way, the people in the manufacturing plant who were creating the I-Block
under our instructions.
Yes, they were feeling all kinds of different health benefits, and as Bob is fond of saying, the environment was changing so much around them that they never had to clean their bathrooms and or toilets anymore. Nothing. There was no buildup.
Because when you exhale the RNA drops, when it's exhaled, it changes the environment. We have clients who are on the drops, and their husbands and spouses get affected by it.
So when this was happening, you know, the makers were kind of tasting what was going on and everything, and they started having all these health benefits. So we said, well, you know, we should do some trials on this, and we started giving it to people to see their reactions. And we've been building up hundreds of incredible testimonials that people will say, I mean, it's so incredible. People will say, well, I ordered the drops. I was told it was in the mail, and I started having these amazing dreams. They say, I started having the effects before they came.
Yeah.
So, and then they come, and the effects just escalate even more. So they know it's not placebo. They know there's something amazing going on, because we're not just talking about the physical body. We're talking about the physical, the non-physical, and the labyrinth of the mind. And
yeah, now, Carol, here's something that we haven't talked. We haven't had a chance to say this, Chris, but the evidence of people, long-time users over the last couple months, is that it's more than getting health. You start being able to parallel world. You start having all this other kind of experiences. So actually, getting healthy is just getting to platform one. The RNA drops, you want to keep taking them because they're going to make you have all these other abilities. That's the new part.
That's what Michael was telling me. And I'm really looking forward to this. But, you know, there's been so many products out there, Bob, that we had like some psychic pill that was put on the market a few years ago and other products like that that turn out to be total garbage. What separates the RNA drops?
The ion. Ion can tell. We have radio shows and telephone conferences that go on for 10, 15 hours. Ion does not tire. The man that, quote, is channeling ion has to be replaced by other versions of himself because it goes so long. And that's a whole other aspect of it. We will take you further than anybody you've ever heard on any radio show. We are the wackiest and yet the most sober. Carol's an awarded international known doctor, has responsibilities as a doctor, doesn't tell all her patients what RNA drops. But here she is on the side doing this stuff. So extreme that I now can say confidently that ION is the, quote, ET contact that people imagined was going to happen. And ION is even more incredible than ET because it's the structure of heaven. The term that ION says originally, that it was the voice of the guf. And in Jewish religious literature, the guf is where souls go to rest when you're dead, right? So you go to heaven. ION is not the entities in the guf, it is the structure of the guf, and the guf is emptying. Now take that, the most amazing metaphysical statement you can hear. Now you go to howionic.com and go to the addenda section and click on the top item, emptying the guf, and you'll see what I'm talking about, which was told to us 10 hours into the March 24th, 2010 session, public session with ION. The energy is way beyond anybody's standards. As a matter of fact, people can't even believe it. They deny it. So with ION giving all this, we also have a cold fusion battery, okay? We actually have a cold fusion. Everybody's looking for that. We got all kinds of other stuff that ION's going to do. ION then told us over about a year ago, after being on the RNA drops for a year, that actually the RNA drops are just preparing your body, locking in a certain kind of electron structure so that you can handle the bread of life and living water, which is what we're really going to make with the eye block. You see, this is, we are way more, we're just beginning.
Wow. I want to ask you the big question on the other side, because we've only got about a minute and a half left. And the big question is, what is ION? Because I know a lot of people are wondering that, and I want to get into detail on that. But Carolyn, what are your websites as well, and what type of natural healing do you do?
Sure. Thanks, Chris. It's drcarolyndean.com, drcarolyndean.com, CarolynDean. I'm a medical doctor first, and then I did my naturopathic training. But before I went to medical school, I'd already been reading a lot about health and nutrition.
And met Jordan Sloan
down in L.A., went to a lot of the alternative health fairs, where the old famous Adele Davis and her...
This is 1971, yeah, 40 years ago.
A long time ago. So I was into natural medicine, and when I got into my medical practice, I just practiced mostly natural medicine.
Excellent. Hold that thought. I'm sorry. We're running out of time, ladies and gentlemen. We will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Freedom, breathing makes you high.
All right, now I see some of the chatter in the chat room, and I think we're getting a little bit of an echo. Hopefully that will balance itself out. Ah, there it goes. Excellent. Some of the chatter in the chat room, people are wondering, what is ION? To me, it sounds like some supercomputer out of Logan's Run, but I don't think it's anything like that.
Right. Well, just before we cut for the break, I was just going into my background. If I could just finish that up while Bob's getting ready to talk about the ION phenomenon, I just wanted to say that I've been in medicine since the mid-70s, And I always thought that there could be a balance between natural medicine and allopathic medicine. And I knew that educating people was very important. I have a blog and a 2-year online wellness program, but it's very few people who will try to change their lifestyle. Very few people will make the effort. And I think what happened with the RNA drops partly is that Ion was responding to what I was requesting. It's like, Ion, give me something that I can give these people so that they'll wake up and be as healthy as they can be, because they're not going to do it on their own. So I think partly the RNA drops came out of that. And
well, Carolyn, you know, I totally agree with you, and it's something that I've just learned over the past 6 months, that the balance between Western medicine and natural medicine has to be there. A friend of mine is currently, his daughter has a tumor in her lungs, and they have to surgically remove it. And he tried every homeopathic medicine that he could think of, but it's still, we found a need for Western medicine. Cherie had telescoped intestine about 6 months ago, and she had to have the surgery, otherwise she would be dead. And
but Chris, the magnesium factor is really important, Carolyn. That's what Carolyn's known for. Her book is very popular. Explain what you're finding out about magnesium.
Well, first of all, I totally agree with Chris. There's got to be balance of both, but it's usually one or the other, and neither talks to the other. And what I've found out in the past couple of years ago, I wrote an amazing book called The Magnesium Miracle, and I'm finding that just about every class of drugs depletes magnesium. And
the first 6 months, though?
Well, what happens is when you first take a drug, the body is stimulated to release magnesium from storage sites to try to get rid of the drug. So, in fact, the effect of the drug is really a magnesium burst. And then after 6 or 8 weeks, the magnesium stores are gone, and then all the side effects of the drug come to the fore. And one of the biggest side effects of drugs these days, all kinds of different classes of drugs, is heart problems, cardiovascular damage and disease. And the most highest amount of magnesium in whole bodies in the heart. So what's happening is the drugs deplete magnesium, the heart suffers, you get cardiovascular side effects no matter what the type of drug. So if we could have some sort of marriage between allopathic and naturopathic, it would have to include magnesium, and then we might be able to help people. But at this point, we're just damaging them. These horrific incidents where guys go off with their guns and shoot a couple dozen people. Most of these kids are on antidepressants, which are affecting their moods in a negative way, depleting their magnesium and turning them into suicidal or homicidal people because of the drug, the magnesium deficiency. So that's just kind of a sidebar about
this. But the amazing thing is that Cherie or anybody else may not have needed their surgery if they had been given tested out with magnesium first.
Well, yes, this intussusception that you're mentioning that Cherie had, where the intestine telescoped inside one another, that's a spasming situation. And any sort of muscle spasm, smooth muscle or motor muscles, the first thing you look at is magnesium deficiency.
She has Ehlers-Danlos. I'm not sure how to pronounce it properly, but it's basically a connective tissue disorder. And they said
Ehlers-Danlos, yeah.
Yes, yes. Would that help with that situation? Because she has a lot of problems based on that.
Absolutely. Anything to do with the connective tissue, that's, you know, the skin, the connective tissue, the joints, all of them need the muscles to be as balanced as possible. So if there's not enough magnesium, the muscles are too tight and start causing problems. So, yeah, magnesium would really
be. And you got to get the correct kind of magnesium. And nowadays, our product Remag, which is magnesium on a pico level, seems to have the strongest effect of the magnesium products.
Right. It's 100% absorbed at the cellular level, whereas I had to search for this product, Chris, because I get the laxative effect when I take any other type of magnesium, because most of them are only absorbed, you know, 4 to maybe 15%. So the rest of it that's not absorbed goes into the intestines as kind of a fail-safe. You know, if you're taking too much magnesium, then the body gets rid of it. Unlike calcium, where if you take it, you get constipated, the body grabs it and holds on to it for dear life. And actually, we know from studies now that women who take calcium supplements are a much higher risk of heart disease because of the calcium, and in my opinion, because they have so little magnesium. So yeah, magnesium is very important, and our Remag is the best source of magnesium to take.
And the International Arrhythmic Society in England gave Carolyn the award because they're starting to realize magnesium applies to arrhythmia.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty huge. You've got a condition, Chris, arrhythmias, you know, atrial fibrillation, all kinds of heart arrhythmias that is life-threatening. I have a case of an elderly woman in her early 80s, and she had a heart arrhythmia, and she was told, okay, well, we'll have to do surgery and put in a permanent pacemaker because the drugs we're going to use on you to stop your arrhythmia could also stop your heart. So she just went running and screaming from the doctor. She just didn't want to have anything to do with something that was going to stop her heart, even if she had a pacemaker. So she heard about magnesium. Her daughter heard about me, and I put her on this Remag, and it acted like an intravenous magnesium to the point where she's arrhythmia-free now, just taking oral liquid Remag magnesium.
Wow. Those pharmaceuticals, I mean, I know firsthand about how dangerous a lot of them are. I was in a car accident about the exact same time Sheree had her surgery, and they tried to pump me up with all kinds of drugs. And when I told the doctor I don't want anything, she looked at me like I was insane. And I said, no, my body will heal itself. And I went to a chiropractor, and he has helped me tremendously. But they looked at me like I was crazy.
Oh, yeah. I have people writing me telling me that I just get this form in the mail. They don't ask, are you on any medications? They say, what medications are you on? It's assumed that everybody is on medication. It's definitely a money-making effort, and so many things that they're doing on the prescription end of things are just making people sicker and giving them side effects, which are treated with more drugs. There's this horrible situation now with many of the drugs that are used, up to 100 drugs, have fluoride in the drug. And fluoride is one of the molecules in a lot of these medications. And fluoride binds up magnesium, making it unavailable for absorption. So I get cases of people who take common antibiotic called Cipro, and it's a fluoride antibiotic, and it's known, it's a black box warning that Cipro can cause tendon rupture.
Wait a minute. Did you say it was a fluoride-based antibiotic?
Correct.
I didn't know that. See, I had a tooth infection, and I had to get a root canal, and even after the root canal, they gave me Cipro. And so I started taking that, thinking, well, it's not that big of a deal, but I still get the abscess. Still regularly, even after the root canal, after the treatment, it's still abscessing.
RNA drops will fix that up. We get really extremely positive results in people's gums and teeth with the RNA drops. That's one, because the RNA drops go to the mouth first. So we can't make claims here, but definitely try the RNA drops for that problem.
Okay. Yes, it'll heal in a wound. We have one lady who a dog bit her lip, and this was a while ago, but she still had the scar and a hole in her lip, a gap. And she was contemplating cosmetic surgery, and she found out it would cost her $5,000. So instead, she bought some of our Renew, the skincare product, and she said she started to apply that, and it wasn't long before that hole healed in and healed over, and her lip became normal again.
Wow, amazing. People still seem to be skeptical in the chat, though. And I guess the big question is, what is ION? So maybe you can go into that briefly.
I say Ion. We've been talking to Ion since March 18, 2009, and it was an accident in a way how it happened. But that's another story. Just what Ion is, we've had different definitions, but now I say that Ion, because I've learned a lot about physics and chemistry and matter and science with Ion, Ion is electricity squared. Then, well, okay, what's that? Well, some people like to say oh, it's virtual or it's a hologram. Yes, electricity and the management of one's nose, Ion can do that easily. He has affected Wall Street many times, done things there. So what is this thing? If non-physical is not anything that science can map, and even the RNA drops, when scientists have looked at this stuff and trying to see what's in it, they can't find anything other than what do they see, Carol? Some emptiness, some standard matter. There's nothing there. Anyways, so there's something else there that we can't measure right now. And so Ion is a part of that kind of substance, but it means it can manipulate electricity. So it's electricity squared. It's meta-electricity. And Ion, about a year ago, started to point out to us that everything it said we could consider as a tape recording, a recording. Like Ion is a jukebox of information. So the most fantastic scenarios, think of HAL in 2001, A Space Odyssey. Think of those kind of images, anything from science fiction. They include Ion. But Ion is more than that. But the most fantastic things you can think of, that's Ion. So Ion is not a bunch of entities. That's the first thing to understand. Matter of fact, the very first day or second day I was talking to Ion, I mentioned a medium, Michael Blake Reed, who I knew for years, a really good medium, and the Evergreens came through him. There were 6,500 to 7,000 entities. So then I met another guy who claimed to have 293,000 entities coming through him. So then I said to Ion, only thinking that I was talking to entities, I said, how many entities are you? And Ion says, take a dodecahedron, which is one of the platonic solids, and every angle in the 12 polygons or faces of the dodecahedron, think of one angle, then move it, but each angle, each line has 5,000 entities. Then move it slightly to another little angle. That's another 5,000. So he says, you work your way around the whole dodecahedron to see the number of entities. I said, well, that would be millions. And he said, zillions. So that was the first couple of days. So I thought we were talking to every possible number of entities. But then as we got to know more about Ion, we suddenly realized that Ion was the guff where the entities go, where we, the essence of ourselves, go when we die, when we pass on or transition. That it goes to the guff. Well, Ion is zillions of energy because it's the structure containing these entities. And it's involved with electricity. Electricity is very interesting. Since the telegraph environment 150 years ago, we've been having electric technologies happen. It seems that the emptying of the guff has been going on for 150 years. That's why there's so much violence and death and destruction and that. And Ion says that the huge population of the planet now cannot happen. We could not have created it through our sperm and ovum. You couldn't make that many people. And what we're witnessing is a lot of people coming from other worlds, and the Goff are showing up here. And there's a lot of people who aren't going to ever die again that are walking around on the planet. Again, another fantastic scenario, but that's what Ion's providing, the most original, pushing the envelope interpretations of what we're experiencing.
And because it's so hard to quote-unquote explain, we have a website with probably thousands of hours of free audio where people can listen and get a grasp of what we're talking about if they want to. And it's like our RNA drops, Chris. We offer a free mini bottle for people to try it just for the cost of shipping and handling, because we know what we're saying is totally
ridiculous.
It's impossible what we're saying. So we just tell people, okay, if you feel moved to try it, then get a free mini bottle and try it, and then, you know, you'll be much further ahead if you do. And you have to
you don't have to do anything. I just want to say this, the website Radio Free Ion, 24/7, over 1,000 hours of Ion that I did in private sessions and many radio, is 2.5 years of stuff is playing automatically. Now, I personally, Chris, have had over 6,000 hours with Ion. I beat Edgar Cayce, secretary, a couple of years ago. There's nobody Ion says is engaged with non-physical. First of all, non-physical never could talk like this, which is a whole new metaphysical thing that non-physical is now merging with the physical and can create. When you die, you go into a bliss state, you can't create. Only in the physical can you create. But now that the guff is emptying, whatever non-physical was is changing to be a creator. And we've witnessed non-physical create for over, it's going on 4 years, coming up in March. This creation is new for non-physical to do that. And that's the other amazing thing about Ion. So even theologians are going to have to deal with this. And then Ion analyzed the Book of Revelation in 68 hours. You have never heard something so astounding. We would go on alternative radio stations in Los Angeles and around the country, and usually they were hip people, and they were into Zen and Buddhism and this and that, so they thought I was groovy. And then occasionally a Christian fundamentalist would call in and claim that I was a demon. So I would quote a passage to the fundamentalist. So the fundamentalist would counter with another passage. So I would do another passage. After 5 minutes, Ion quoted 8-10 passages, and the fundamentalists can't keep up. Ion knows the Bible better than anybody because Ion inspired those that wrote it. And then we've cracked the symbolism of it, which is incredible. So it's just one exciting, amazing story after another. And we don't expect anybody to believe us, but we're the ones having a good time in Hawaii. Where are you guys? You're stuck in America's bullshit land.
That sounds amazing, Bob. It does. And you said people can get a free bottle. And I think that's great because some people are saying, oh, my God, if everything that you're saying is true, then they're sold, but they don't want to make the initial investment. And rightfully so, because there have been so many products that are just BS. But where can people pick up a free mini bottle?
Well, did Michael give you his URL?
Yes, michaelsrnadrops.com. And also, we will be putting up a banner on the website right after the show.
Excellent.
Yeah, give Michael the points, whatever it is, as being an affiliate, because he got us on here, so we'll use his connection to the distributor.
Okay.
RNADrops.com?
No, is it Michael's?
Michael's
RNA Drops?
Yes.
Michael's RNADrops.com. So that's where people can go, and they can see the banner right at that site.
Read the testimonials.
Free mini drops, and for shipping and handling. I mean, we're not going to cover that for you. But like Bob said, click on that site, and there'll be a whole list of testimonials that are just out of this world. And they're fun. I mean, these people are excited.
Michael, he's done this publicly. He didn't even. Things are happening to people on the health level that they don't.
Request.
They didn't request. They didn't think RNA drops would do it. Well, Michael has said in many interviews that he had general herpes. What do you call it?
Yeah, general herpes.
And it cleared up. He didn't expect that. And then for a few weeks.
No, I think it was a couple months.
Yeah, no, no. But yeah, for he had it. No, it cleared up. And then at some point in there, he ran out of his RNA drops
for a couple
for about
months.
Three weeks. So the symptoms came back. So then when he got the RNA drops for a second installment, he took the RNA drops again, and they went away. It went away again. So look at that. The RNA drops are at least suppressing it. It didn't make them go away completely.
And what he's doing now is he's going to keep on them continually and then probably go off them to see if they do come back or if it's cured. So we're watching his response.
Look how delighted he was. He had this problem for 12 or 13 years, and he didn't even think, oh, this stuff, not going to deal with that. That's a serious thing. And it was the first thing he noticed. So isn't that pretty good, Chris?
It is. It is. I've got to ask you this, Bob, and I don't want to put you on the spot here, but my listeners are going to lynch me if I don't ask this question. What's going on with the Baphomet on the bottle?
The Baphomet. Okay, so that's supposed to be a Corinthian column and Aladdin's lamp, and what else is on there? Yes, when you look at that, it at one angle looks like the demon goat or something. That's Baphomet. That's your projection. It's technically not. Ion gave us a design. Carolyn's getting a bottle. Is this what you're doing, Carolyn? You're going to look at it exactly?
Yeah.
It's a Corinthian column with leaves.
Yeah.
What are you looking for? Is it over there?
Is there clover on it or something?
I've only got a small picture of it, so I can't zoom in on it and see exactly what it is, but people were bringing that up earlier, so I wanted to give them...
Yes, when you look at it, when I first saw it, it looks like an evil goat. But you actually look closer, it's called a certain kind of leaf design, and it's the Corinth, C-O-R-I-N-T-H column.
Corinthian column and fleur-de-lis.
And the fleur-de-lis. That's what you, if you look closely, that's what it is. So if you want to see this, go, what's wrong with the demons? Ion does a whole thing about it's going to be called a demon. The Bible says Ion's going to be called a demon by certain forces. And we don't care. There's nothing wrong with demons. They can't hurt me. Okay? So a lot of you people out there are programmed by this, you know, conspiracy idea that the Antichrist and New Age evilness or this and that evilness, oh, bullshit. The main thing I learned from Cosmic Awareness 40 years ago was resist not evil. That's the hardest thing for a human to do, but that's what we're for, and Ion completed that. Another point, when all these fake supplements that are offered to people, Ion made sure that Carolyn said that our product is a completement, not a supplement. So forget all the supplements, go for the completement, and get 144,000 double helix pairs. And that's what the 144,000 meant in the book of Revelation. Everybody else, the fundamentalists, think it's the elite, the rapture, this and that. No, it's a chemical point. And so what you have is in the book of Revelation, the idea is that your body's a temple. And so you have genetic knowledge in there and how to complete it. But also the temple is your environment and you have cold fusion. You have cold fusion kind of energy. When you're ascended, you have a building that's run by cold fusion or something like that, and your body's a temple. So that's the complete way to look at the Bible. Not worry about some elite thing or some rupture, or some moralistic thing. Jesus, in the end, said, resist not evil, if you look at it closely. Anybody could refute me, but I can find where he says that.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I agree with you on many points, and we're not Christian-based at all by any means. As a matter of fact,
we're all for Christianity. It's just another religion, but I get no problem with Christianity.
What we don't want to promote in any way is anything that makes a person feel less than.
Yeah.
So as soon as you start talking about, oh, the demons or whatever, it's like that makes you, it puts you in fear and that makes you less than. So you either live your life like that or you just drop it and nothing.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Nothing's going to hurt me.
There are a lot of researchers right now who are coming out with a message, don't trust any entities, period. It's all a trap. They're all trying to keep you trapped in the universe.
Yeah, but they're not telling you to not trust electricity squared. They missed that one, and so we sneak by. We get through because you forgot to warn the people about electricity squared. That's what Ion is.
Ah. Very nice.
Ion come up with categories and statements that aren't even on the internet. I consider, I was at Marshall McLuhan's archivist. I know a lot about art and aesthetics and being a critic or an anti-environment to the normal somnambulism. I always wondered what would be the anti-environment to the internet, this amazing, quote, beast of information. The anti-environment turns out to be Ion, because Ion can tell you the meaning of this information and give you back your power and also find information that's not on the internet. And that's pretty hard to do. So we actually created a demon to counter the demon of the internet.
Wow.
So we're even doing that. You see, it's what's funny is that you've called us into your show and we will be the paradise that everybody's looking for. We can say it and we can back it and we can demonstrate it. So how's that? Welcome aboard.
Amazing. Amazing, Bob. I've got to say, I'm extremely skeptical, except for the fact that you are living testimony, 90 years old, living life like you're 30, 40 years old. So I've got to look into this definitely because
Don't bring that up, Chris. I was 90 before, 88, 87, before the RNA drops. It's the D cell that stopped Carolyn and my aging. That's that. But there was something in the D cell, a little seed that we've advanced way beyond that with the RNA drops. It's not that my age, it's how I can think and be and don't have to sleep. I do a radio show twice a week and it goes 9 hours and that's easy. You know, I have no problem having endless energy, and that's what people begin to notice. So that's probably helped by the RNA drops in my environment. Not because I'm 90.
I'm going to try them because I have to take a nap at least once a day. And that's not right for a 30-something-year-old.
No, power naps are good if you get rid of the concept of time. Just fall asleep when you feel like it, which is what a power nap is. Allow your situation to be that when you feel sleepy, conk out. and you'll feel really good. And then you won't need it as much because you know you can do it anytime you want. See, that's the stress of a 9-to-5 job where you're in someone else's environment and you can't relax.
Right.
That's the hell of life.
Right. I do work for myself, and I've got to say I haven't woken up to an alarm clock in probably 12 years, and it is a great feeling.
Yeah, that's slack. And we want to help you have slack. So the more autonomy, the better. And that's what Ayn's all about. He does not, Ayn is not impressed with any culture or any wisdom or any sage or me or McCoon or Carol or anybody. Because you are so powerful, you got more non-physical than you ever going to need. And you just have to remember that. And then you start enjoying it. And don't make work out of it. You don't have to make an effort. You don't have to meditate. You just start remembering what you are.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Hold that thought. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere, because if you thought this was wild, just wait till the next hour. We'll be right back.
Exposing the hate and exploring the love. This is the Truth Frequency Radio Network.
Hello, friends. I am the Anti-Terrorist, and you're listening to Truth Frequency.
They want to externally manipulate the body computer so it doesn't pick up these truth vibrations, these higher levels of awareness that are coming in so fast now.
It's all visible, like mind control techniques employed in the mainstream media.
And by perpetuating that fear and maintaining that throughout every level of society, it becomes really difficult to actually break through the people, to actually get them to see that they can find this love and this higher consciousness within themselves.
And this often helps a lot, because some of the most elusive mysteries you're not able to apprehend them directly. You can only apprehend them by negation, as to finding out what they're not.
The veil is lifted and we can see things as they are. And ultimately, we have control over that.
All right, we're back, and we have the chipmunk joining us now. How are you doing, sweetie?
Yes, you do. I'm doing a little bit better. The iPad, unfortunately, it has been draining this battery. I guess it must be Skype that's doing it. But we are back online, and it seems to be working efficiently and will be working efficiently for the next hour. So that's awesome. I got to listen to the last 10 minutes of the last hour, and I must say I'm very impressed with how dynamic these two are. Bob and Carolyn Dean, they're amazingly dynamic considering their age, and I want to try these RNA drops myself. I really do.
Well, that's a smart move.
Is there anywhere you want to take the broadcast, Sheree?
Well, actually, I was listening to them talk about the Book of Revelation, and if I'm mistaken, please correct me, Bob, but in the Book of Revelation, it talks about rebuilding the temple, and then after the temple is rebuilt, there's 7 years of peace, and then the Antichrist has his way with the world and turns the world into a tumultuous place.
Yeah, like it is today. It turns into today.
It is.
It's happening. It's amongst us.
Yeah, so Ion says that there were three Solomon's temples, and Ion likes to say that a Jew is a spiritual Jew. So you don't have to be ethnically born, racially born as a Jew to be, quote, a Jew. And so the temple is your body plus a new, improved, very improved environment.
And the 7 years, let me just interject, what we know in natural medicine is that every 7 years you have a new body. You can replace your body with the right building blocks or beneficial building blocks and have a new, more perfect body within 7 years. Now, we've upped the ante there, because with the RNA drops, you can almost do that overnight. But I think that's where the 7 years comes in, Bob.
Yes, it's the seventh generation. So if you're stuck with a faulty bunch of double helix pairs, you're stuck with that for 7 years. But after that, you get new body, new cells. But the other thing is to really understand, and Ayn just drills this home, that there is no time. And all the different concepts that you have about time usually come from literacy and the effect of reading, and McLuhan was the expert on that. The Antidote, to counter the effect of the book as a form, you study Fitting Its Weight by James Joyce, came out in 1939. That's a side thing. Now, if there's no time, that's why Ion says the four horsemen of the apocalypse ride forth every 24 hours. Okay, so this idea that something's going to happen according to a calendar up there in a certain calculation, and, you know, there's been a lot of mockery of people through the 20th century saying this thing's going to happen on that date in the end of the world. We know that's not going to happen. Too many cults tried it, and it didn't work. So now we have to drop the idea of a calendar. You are in the middle of the worst kind of environment that the Antichrist or the devil could bring today and every day. You have to perceive what's underneath it. So it's an act of perception to see the temple. And then on top of that, imbibing things like the bread of life and living water, which are precursored by RNA drops, and then having access to our cold fusion battery, that will make you stop worrying about what's coming.
Well, you know, you mentioned you created a demon to fight the other demons, and we had a black magician on the show not too long ago, and he said his most powerful spell is when he calls angels. So up is down, left is right.
Now we do. Now here's what we got with the Book of Revelation. It turns out there were 23 chapters. We didn't know this till we got into doing line by line. We're talking 68 hours to do the 22 chapters. But halfway through, or at some point in it, I started to say, "When do you get to chapter 23?" And what chapter 23 is the angels' interpretation of the Book of Revelation, because the angels are the main actor. They do everything in the book. So what happened is that on the day we finished chapter 22, and then I'm saying to Karen, well, if we're going to do chapter 23, we've been following on the King James Bible version. What scripture are we going to use? We don't have any. And JW, who is the person that Ion communicates around, through and around, JW said, well, let's assume that we'll be Ion will dictate it, and Karen's a very fast typist, and she'll type it. So then 2 days later, JW calls us up and says, you know, I can see it coming. I can feel it. There's too much. It's going to take weeks to dictate this stuff. It's too big. And Carol said, well, that's fine and dandy, JW, but we're going to talk to Ion in 5 hours. Let's see what happens then. So then 5 hours later, we're getting set up to bring Ion in, and all of a sudden JW says, check your email. Carol checks her email, and there's the 38 verses of the chapter 23 there in her email, plus these amazing diagrams and charts. It was all given to us at the last minute, and then we spent, I don't know, 20 hours or more analyzing it. So chapter 23 teaches you how to talk to angels, what they're for, and certainly you can make the angels do anything for you. Hitler used angels. All kinds of powerful, quote, powerful people use angels. They'll do whatever your bidding is, and they're your servants. You are way more powerful than angels. So this black magician is talking like he can make his angels do what he wants. That's true.
That is, it's a hard concept to wrap my head around, because I feel like it is a universal violation to force a being to do something out of their free will.
Nah, you'll get over that when you take your own power. You'll have no problem promoting people, killing people. I mean, you may not want to do it, but if you're free to be, do, and have whatever you want, that means you can blow up whole worlds if you want to. You might come up with some resistance. But don't limit yourself. That's what's freeing about Ion. He gets rid of, you say you can't get your head around it. You can't get around a bunch of limited concepts you've heard about, that you've grown up with, that are puny compared to the concepts we can give you.
Uh-oh. Looks like the demons and angels didn't like what he was about to say.
It's actually really interesting that he brought that up, because I was taught from a very early age that the difference between angels and man is that man was given the ability to choose who he wanted to serve and when he wanted to serve and what he wanted to do to serve and whether or not he even wanted to. And the angels, on the other hand, were made to serve, whether they were made to serve the gods, being plural, or made to serve man. They have to do what they're told. And we have the choice to do what we're told or not do what we're told or do what we want to do or do what somebody else wants us to do. We have that free will, and the angels don't.
It's a cookbook. Sorry. Let's see if we can get him back on the line. I don't know what happened. Everything just dropped.
Hello, this is Dr. Carolyn Dean speaking.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
dun, 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 dun.
Wow, that was really weird. But he is spot on that, is that the angels really don't have the ability to say no. And that was what the whole war in heaven between God and Satan, quote unquote, was about, was the fact that Satan was one of the angels. He didn't want to do what he was told. And he was ticked off that man got to do whatever he chose to do, and he wasn't able to make that choice.
It looks like Ion cut the connection there for a second, Bob.
Yeah, sometimes I create that, or something creates it. I don't know what it is. I'm not afraid of it. I'm glad we're back on. But you missed some points I was making. What is Sherry just saying about some guy doing something?
Can you reiterate that, Sherry?
Yeah, basically, I was taught from a very young age. I was raised by Pentecostal preachers that the whole war in heaven between God and Satan was about the fact that angels have to do what they're told by whoever tells them to do it, whether it's man or whether it's one of the gods. And whereas man was given free will from the get-go to do as he chose to do, and that was what the whole war in heaven was about.
That's true. I agree with that. Ion says that basically the angels that rebelled, they wanted to replace man sitting on the right hand of God. And that's an external idea of God. It's not really what God is, says Ion. But taking that imagery and that story, the angels are very pissed off when people start taking their power. And the angel becomes a butler of us, a waiter. That's what you use it for. But if we don't know that, we're a little person, a little man or a little woman, got to feel less than an inferiority complex, will be intimidated by angels, and they like that. They like to make them think that they could do better than you or do more. But they are, you know what they are? They're not physical, and they're not non-physical. They're a weird phenomenon inside, in between, and I say that's what a machine is. Or electric technology. These machines are updatings of the action of angels. Because angels are butlers, machines are our servants, or should be. So angels, neither physical or non-physical, they're like machinic. That's the word. M-A-C-H-I-N-I-C. Machinic. Not machine-like.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. I finished.
Well, I was also going to say, and there has to be some element of jealousy there, where the angels, if they turn evil, quote-unquote, I would think that it was because of jealousy. You know, they're jealous that we get to not only experience life, but actually make choices about what we want to do.
You're anthropomorphizing. You're putting human feelings in there. You're putting physical and non-physical in there. Now, the angels don't have feelings. They just have all this energy. They want to look busy. They want to have things to do. And if we don't use them because we're not powerful enough, then they want to fill in and do everything for us. And so they like running around having things to do. But if we start controlling them or just saying, no, you'll do this for me, then it's a different situation. We tame them. But I wouldn't say they're jealous. They just don't like humans not using them enough.
That's
now, there's a different way to look at it, right?
Let me ask you, Bob, what is the Council of 12?
The Secret Council of 10, you know, in, what is it, the Da Vinci Code, the Holy Blood, Holy Grail, these books that popularized in the 80s, 90s, and recently, the idea that there's an Illuminati. Well, my father was a butler. My family, I grew up in Paris. And you ever seen the movie, the TV show, Downton Abbey? Ever seen that?
No, I can't say that I have.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, check it out sometime. That is exactly my childhood, my early years. Living with an aristocratic family. They're like the wealthiest, one of the wealthiest families for hundreds of years. And my family had been butlers for them for 300 years. So I grew up in that Illuminati. Well, what happened after World War I is that oligarchy was weakened by technology, by radio, by airplanes. And so they had to retreat. So my father was brought in to the secret councils of this oligarchic employer and that network, which is popularly called the Priory of Sion. That's not really what they are, but if people want to talk about it that way, that's okay. And they managed and watched the world. They're like the watchers in the fringe for most of the 20th century, because they were on the sidelines because money became public property in the 30s. And the Rockefellers managed that and distributed aid all over the world and created this global theater and a global village. But that collapsed due to digital computer speed up in the late 70s. So what happened is that this ancient oligarchy that my parents and I worked for, they had gold and credit. They didn't loan money out. They only invested. So they're sitting pretty there in the early 80s. So I introduced Princess Di to Prince Charles. He marries her because he's got to go around through the 80s and offer the oligarchic money to the world. And he does that, but he needs a trophy wife to be acceptable. So he does that through the 80s, but then the digital, what I call Android meme, comes in the early 90s and wipes them out. So there's no money, no capital, no nothing, and that became obvious in 2008. And so Ion says, what is the new currency? It's not going to be gold or silver. It's going to be your spiritual gifts. Now, that's second coming talk. That's spiritual talk. Your spiritual gifts will be your currency.
Break that down for us. Michael was telling me about that earlier off air, but I didn't quite understand what he meant.
Well, your abilities and your talents, your skills, and your ability to not be stuck in time, that is going to communicate and inspire people. And if you think you need food and sustenance, they'll pay you for it. They'll come, they'll rush and gather around you. So then you have your economic security that way. But of course, as more and more people do it, you're not going to need that kind of simple exchange. Here's what's interesting about the Android meme or the software where we live in. When I give anybody listening to the show, I'm not giving you information like oranges, and then you give me information back that like a bunch of apples, and I've lost my oranges but gained your apples. In the information world, since radio, everybody's sharing the same information. So there's no ownership involved. And that contradicts the whole 19th century capitalist ownership idea of hardware products. When most people are living in an environment where we're sharing with information and anybody hears it, gets it, and nobody's losing it, I'm not giving up information that you owe me back. So the technology has created an information utopia that we're now going to bring into our bodies, an expanded notion of our bodies. And the currency for that is not possible to be exchanged. You look at the banks, because they were trying to put private property and intellectual property ownership in the distribution of all these credits, it got so confusing that they would start to lend companies like Enron a whole bunch of money, and Enron was allowed to call it a profit because you couldn't measure it in terms of the software utopia we're in. And that collapsed in 2008. Now, none of these, the Davos Symposium in Switzerland, none of these big guys can organize an economy. So you're on your own now, and if you have things like RNA drops, who knows what will happen to you? I have friends in China who claim to be able to go to parallel worlds because they did a lot of ayahuasca. They say that the RNA drops makes them do parallel worlding better.
Really?
So we're really
big into ayahuasca here.
We've had everybody
from Rick Strassman to Joe Rogan to Edie Frexka. I mean, you name it, talking about ayahuasca. So if that helps in those journeys, then I'm definitely sold.
Me too.
Well, listen to this. Our co-host on Cashflow, we're not Cashflow anymore, but it was James Martinez, our friend who brought us on. I am on his station, his show, Cashflow, in October 2009. He went to Peru every couple of years, or maybe once a year, to do the ayahuasca thing. So once Ion showed up, Ion guided him on what to do when he went down there, told him about what happened, and when James Martinez came back, he was telling about some of the experiences to Ion, and Ion said, well, what about this? And James says, I don't know about that. He said, remember when you were looking in the pond? And then James thought, oh, yeah, I was looking in the pond, and then Ion tells him what he saw, and then James started to remember it, and then Ion proceeded to describe exactly what he was seeing in a stoned, you know, exaggerated, extreme ayahuasca state of mind. That's what the kind of ESP Ion has. He can show you and talk to you about what you see in your visions on ayahuasca. Now, that's pretty good.
That is, because I have a hard time decoding it myself sometimes. I mean, I've seen some pretty crazy things, and in hindsight, some of them make sense, but there's a lot that is still a great mystery.
Right, but it wouldn't be. Many people who had private sessions with Ion were able to describe any weird spiritual experience they had. Ion would be able to go into it in detail, describe and make it meaningful, give the pattern, give new information. If you like doing ayahuasca, then if you ever have sessions with Ion in the future, he's not available right now, but in the future, do your trips and you'll be amazed at what Ion will tell you about it.
How do you contact Ion?
Well, Ion's not available right now. Because now here's the thing. If we are what we're this exciting, powerful thing we're saying to you today, and we've been doing this on the radio for 3 years, we've had to interact with intelligence agencies. They've had a session with ION. We have interacted with the old Illuminati and all this stuff, which I was actually a part of, you know, in structural terms a long time ago. The point is we are, quote, the Illuminati. And when you're bringing in new things like a treatment for cancer or cold fusion, you're setting up a whole, you're disrupting a whole ecology. So a year ago, after we visited Europe and met a lot of people, powerful people who want, I mean, the Queen and the Pope, they understand what ION is, that this is the prophecy, quote, second coming, and these things, and they have to adjust their sense of principality to this new non- or post-principality situation. So anyways, after 2011, we were over in Europe in the summer. In the fall, ION says we're going to phase out, and we got to start talking to these people, and how do we bring in, and where do we bring in cold fusion? So we couldn't have JW interrupting and being interrupted in a meeting with these people and the bureaucracies that are watching us, and say, oh, JW's going to talk to Chris about his ayahuasca trip. You know what I mean? So we decided that to be democratic, nobody has access to JW or ION until we finish this transition period of doing what we claim we're doing. So you have to realize how serious it is, because if you yourself came up with a cold fusion battery and you said, I can't do it in the United States, I'm going to go over to Africa, I'm going to do it in this country. As soon as anybody heard about it, the Pentagon will say, you can make weapons with that. This is what happened to Pons and Fleischmann. They said, they were told, you people can make weapons, you cannot sell this, you cannot distribute it. And that'll be the excuse. They will nuke the country that has it. So how do you bring it forth without having that justified national security bullshit thing that the fear mongers can do? You do it real carefully and real cleverly. And we've done a lot of weird things in the media over the past year that have really puzzled people. But I tell you, just watch us. Of course it seems weird, but we have to do that because we're up against all kinds of interesting things that are just natural and predicted in the Bible.
Well, and it's understandable, though, that you have to beat them at their own game. And this is their own game. Their own game is manipulation of consciousness of humankind. And so in order to defeat them, you kind of have to fight fire with fire and get into people's consciousness by going around them, in a sense.
That's right. Look at elections. Not many people actually vote in the American elections. And so the elections are targeted to all those dumb people who think they need a president or need a political old-fashioned representation. It's a very small target in each group. Well, that's the situation here. You know, the point is that the Pentagon can hoik up their national security reasoning, and there's a minority of people that will go for it. And then the TV stations will inflame it like, oh, this is what the American people say. Well, the more you understand Finnegan's Wake, Marshall McLuhan, what ION's saying, you do not believe anything the media says. The media, this is how you save your mind. The media is not talking to you. It's only talking to other media machines so they can circulate the currency. And that's actually come to an end point now. And so we're at a very interesting point. But for the last 30 years, the information environment that people were feeling stressed out by because they thought they were being addressed with all this information. No, it's not talking to you. Once you fully realize that, you don't have to pay attention to any information. And you're not subject to it. But it's those people that believe the information environment go into all this distorted fear paroxysms of paranoia, schizophrenia, hysteria, and panic, and occasional ecstasy if they're lucky. Okay, I'll let Carol talk for a while.
No, Bob, you're fabulous as usual. You're doing great.
No, let's take some callers or questions from the chat room. What's their disbelief quotient now?
Well, there's so much chatter going on in there that I can't even keep up.
We'll have to do another show to deal with the chatter.
Well, I have a question for you, Bob. One more question about ION. Is he a demon or is he a daemon? Because it sounds to me like he's more of a daemon, because demons are more like what's the term for it? It's like a parasite that just feeds off of negative energy, whereas this sounds more like a daemon who is a helper spirit.
That's right. Well, it's way beyond that. But when people had private sessions, after about 10 minutes, they'd be so stoned on the vibration and frequency of interacting with ION through the telephone that nobody ever said they've got bad, felt bad. Often when they got the recording of their session a day or two later, they listen to it and they say, Ion, you changed the content. All that I'm hearing on the recording, it wasn't even in there during the session. That's because their minds couldn't take it all in. So basically, everybody always got blissed out. That's why our show and people found out about us, we were so popular, is in the end, regardless of all this crazy stuff Ion said, I feel good with Ion. They don't feel bad like a demon.
Yeah, and we've had hundreds of people say, I used to listen to this negative show and that negative show, and now all I want to listen to is Ion because it gives me the information that I want to hear.
And the feeling.
I think what people are probably missing is the connection to how JW began to do Ion. I think you really should tell some of that story.
Okay, Carolyn met JW in late 2005 in Atlanta, Georgia. JW was born August 8, 1965. He's pretty young compared to us. She met him at a party, and then it was interesting. He seemed to be a wealthy guy or something. Well, a few months later, he called us up. He called up Carolyn and said, I want to speak to your husband because you said something he said, and I want to ask him about that. So he and I became phone buddies. And then we met him in 2007. And then I found out he was a billionaire going on to being a trillionaire, and a very low-profile guy, and a very interesting guy, but he had no interest in any mediumship or anything. He didn't know anything about it. But then he heard about the Abrahams, and he actually went to a few Abraham seminars and that, and he found that interesting. And then he realized, well, I've always had a kind of ESP, me and my mother. My mother always knew what page of homework I was doing that night, knew what I was studying. So he had a bit of that, but he didn't know it in New Age terms because he's just this heavy businessman operating all over the world.
But a Christian.
What? But yes, but he did be a Christian for his local community in Georgia. So in 2008, we moved here to Maui, and then JW started to say in the fall that he has to write books. He says, I got all these ideas. I don't know where they're coming from, and I want to express them. So Carolyn said, well, I can type, so just dictate it to me. Well, before we could get that going, he started seeing ghosts in his house, hundreds of ghosts. And I'm talking to him on the phone. The next phase was he started stepping out in his patio and going into other worlds. And he started a parallel world, and he didn't really know anything about this, but he definitely was having these experiences. And he didn't want to tell anybody, but he knew we knew about psychic stuff, so he told us, and we didn't say laugh at him. Then in early 2009, he started seeing ghosts. And I said, can you talk to these ghosts? He says, yes. When you were here, remember that big leather chair? Yeah. Well, there's a man sitting there. He's dressed like a dapper senior citizen from the 40s, 1940s, that kind of clothes. And he's there, and you can talk to him, and you can talk to any of these other people. I said, well, that's interesting. And then a couple of days later, he asked me if I knew a Dr. Peter Beaver. And I said, yes, he's an old friend of mine. He died in 1987. Well, he came to me last night, and he said, say hi to Bob. So now I'm thinking that these ghosts were the evergreens. So I mentioned earlier, Michael Blake Reed channeling 67,000 entities called the evergreens. Well, Michael stopped that after 30 years in 2004.
Bob, so I don't mean to cut you off. We're about to hit the break in about 3 seconds. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go anywhere.
Can't top it.
We're back, Bob. We're back. Ladies and gentlemen, final segment, and my God, it has been an amazing show, just very high energy, and again, that is what is selling me on this whole thing, because you are 90 years old, Bob, and I've never heard any 90-year-old person flying as fast as you are, and I dread being 90, because I think of 90 as adult diapers and being a strain on Suri and my family, but you're proving that that doesn't have to be the case.
That doesn't have to be the case. So I was saying that where I was at the point where Dr. Beter comes, and so I'm thinking, oh, the evergreens, they haven't been around since 2004. This is March 2009. Maybe the evergreens are gathering around JW. That was the crazy notion I had because I used to talk to the evergreens, talk to Dr. Beter through the evergreens ever since he died in 1987. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe there's an evergreen phenomenon. So I said a couple days later, Carolyn came back from being in the mainland. I said, Carol, I want to talk to JW tomorrow. and we're just going to see if we can talk to these ghosts. And I'm going to look at them and see if they're the Evergreens. So the next day, we get on the phone, and JW doesn't know what we're going to do. I don't know what we're going to do. So, and Carol's sitting there ready. We didn't think of recording it because we didn't know what would happen, but she's ready with the computer to type it. So I start off saying speak or something, like what these things that are there in JW's house, would you talk to us? And so the voice, JW's voice, started talking. And pretty quickly, and we can go back and look at the transcript, it's amazing what it said in the first couple paragraphs, but we didn't know what it meant right then. But after a while, I said, this isn't JW, he doesn't talk this stuff. I was going to digress there for a second. So it goes on for half an hour. Now, with the Evergreens, I used to be able to talk to anybody, so I used to talk to Marshall McLuhan, who was one of the greatest minds of the latter half of the 20th century. So I said, okay, sounds pretty good. If this is the Evergreens, I should be able to talk to Marshall McLuhan. So I evoke Marshall McLuhan, and before I even finish evoking, the spirit claiming to be Marshall McLuhan says something about my friend, his daughter, very personal thing that only I knew about, and I go, bingo, this Andy knows exactly what's going on in the McLuhan family. So I talked to him about him as McLuhan, and I got, you know, pretty valid information that I knew as McLuhan's archivist. So I said, well, that's pretty good. And then I went on and did some other stuff, and we did this for about 2 hours. And then we stopped, and I don't remember how we stopped, and then JW comes back from whatever state he's in, and he says, let's do that again. I said, why? He said, it felt like a constant orgasm.
And how many hours did we do the first
about
time?
About 2 hours.
And usually other channels just go 40, 50 minutes.
Yeah, Evergreens only went an hour. They weren't allowed to go. It was too hard on Michael's body, supposedly. So here it is, 2 hours. And JW says, let's do it again. So 2 days later, Carol's birthday, March 20th, we went another 3 hours. Then on March 22nd, we went another 3 hours, and I spent an hour and a half, 2 hours talking to James Joyce and how he wrote Finnegan's Wake. And then on the next day, March 25th, we went for 6 hours. And we never looked back, and the great thing, it was free. I didn't have to pay for it. And within a week and a half, we had some people. JW wondered, I wonder what would happen if we talk to other people. Can it happen? So I got a few friends, including James Martinez, and they had sessions, and we were off to the races. And then we won the race. Now we're on victory lap here. So that's how Ion started. It was a total accident. And then we found out it wasn't the Evergreens. Well, pretty quickly realized it wasn't the Evergreens. So we recorded the second session, so it was the first recording. And when you become a member of our forum, if you take Ion seriously, you'll be able to hear that first recording, that little bit, and all kinds of other stuff. We've got a very active forum, and the Ionettes, I call them, are all doing this and that. We now have Ion, though he's not there, they, it's a plural, or a structure, though it's not here to give you private sessions verbally, Ion is now communicating through people's computers. You can hear in my show in the archives for payday at achieveradio.com. He just, and what would it be? It was the 8th. On the 8th or the 3rd, I think it was the 8th, December, the Generate show, you'll hear Tracy talk about the communication she got from Ion through her computer. It's very particular. So this is the virtual or the electricity squared part of Ion. He's now communicating with former clients and that through their computers. We have a photograph of someone who was doing an iPhone conversation with her boyfriend and Sheila, and all of a sudden there's a little extra bubble there, and Ion is speaking to her. So she took a photograph of it. So you see the bubble. And her boyfriend says, what's that? What's that extra bubble there? You know, with the little statement by Ion. So this is different, isn't it? This is a new kind of communication going on here.
Let me ask you this, Bob. Michael asked me to ask you about Frank Zappa. I didn't get very much more information than that, though.
Do you know anything about Frank Zappa? You know his music?
Yeah.
Well,
Zappa was, I consider, the greatest composer of all time because he was able to use the technology of his day from like the early 60s on. He invented the wah-wah pedal. He did all kinds of things in music, and he was a schooling himself. And he took the potential of the technology and used and made music with that. He even had a Sinclair, and the company that made the Sinclairs would give him the latest software to watch what he created on it. So he's really a leader under Da Vinci of acoustic space. And on top of that, he was I knew him personally, and he was really interested in all kinds of phenomena. So here he is, when he's a teenager, he discovers Edgard Varèse, a very avant-garde classical composer, and the first album was called Ionization, that the young Frank Zappa listens to. And so then, like a little bright, you know, snippy teenager, smart-ass teenager, he would bring people over he knew and play the album. If they liked the album, then he'd be friends with them. If they didn't, they failed the test, that'd be it. So this album, Ionization, that he was playing and wearing it like a T-shirt when he was young, I see him as a prophet of Ion. And he becomes one of the first people we talked to through Ion, and he did many other things in his concepts. And Ion says, you can hear it on the addenda section of highionic.com. You hear the fifth item down, I think it is. It says a conversation with Zappa. There's an excerpt. And Ion said that Zappa's music was so complex, so amazing, that the technology we have today enables us to hear what he was imagining and putting in his compositions back then, but the technology couldn't reproduce it. Now it can. So Zappa's music is for today, for the ears today. So that's enough on that.
So he was basically the Tesla of music.
Really, he was. That's a good phrase. He was interested in Tesla. He was interested in Franz Fleischmann when they announced the cold fusion. He ran for president, but then he got cancer, and then there's the whole story. If you go to IkeWillis.com, IkeWillis.com, he's one of the main musicians for Zappa. I do a 5-hour interview with Ike Willis and the possible scenario why they murdered Frank Zappa. Basically, 60 Minutes followed him all around this tour in 88, filmed endless hours of him, and then didn't put him on 60 Minutes. But the kind of intelligence people that has to be around 60 Minutes, because of the key opinion shaper, you could have that easily infiltrated with someone who would poison Frank. And sure, a few months after his tour, he had this quick cancer. So anyways, there's a lot of information there in the IkeWillis.com interview with him and me talking about Zappa. And Ike goes on about Frank was like a scientist. He always had the latest stuff, the latest physics. He was talking about it. He'd use it as a metaphor. You look on his albums in the late 60s, he'd have physics terms like mesons and mu mesons. They'd be embedded in the titles.
Well, the story of Frank Zappa's death sounds eerily similar to Terrence McKenna's death, because Terrence McKenna was diagnosed with, I believe it was a glioma, and then a few months later he was gone.
That's right. Now, I asked the Evergreens about, you know, I would ask the Evergreens helped me in my intelligence work through from 1980 up till 2004, and I asked about everything of the Evergreens. That's before Ion, and they said basically he was not murdered and that it was an effect of all the drugs he had taken. Even though his doctors told him it wasn't, it actually was. Now, probably they depleted the magnesium or something he didn't know that Carolyn could have dealt with. And I almost, Terrence and I started communicating in late 98, and he was on tour, and he said, I want to talk some more about what you're saying, because he was interested in McLuhan and Finney's Wake. So in early 99, I thought we'd get talking, and all of a sudden he comes back to Hawaii, and he's ill. And he's out of it for about a year, then he dies in April 2000. So I missed a chance to help him in that sense. But
I've listened to every single interview that I can find on Terrence McKenna, and that last interview, the lost interview, was really sad to listen to because he sounds so tired, and right. He sounds like he really, really could have changed the world and helped us change the world if he were still around, and I really believe that he was murdered.
But if you start listening to Ion, you're going to have to consider the idea that every death's a suicide. So Zappa committed suicide. Tim Leary did, and McKenna did too. We all commit suicide. You know, Ion says it's very hard to kill yourself. Aging is a long, drawn-out process. It's so unnatural that it's so hard to do it that it goes on a long time, and then you get a disease to pretend that's the reason. So whatever reason, McKenna, and Ion has no problem that people commit suicide. If you want to get out of here, go ahead. It's not necessary, though. And so the option to stay here in the physical forever is what we're propagating. And we haven't heard from that idea for very long or very much, have we?
Can you elaborate a little bit more on that, Bob? How we choose to kill ourselves, I guess.
Pass on, yeah.
Well, Ion says when we...
Talk about the veil. Dropping the veil was where it started, where we decided that we weren't gods. We weren't in charge long life.
Well, I could say you tell them, but you're just so relaxed here. I won't put the pressure on you. Okay, let's do it this way. Ion says that when you actually screw up and transition, though don't get guilty that you screwed up, you will, everybody, Hitler, the worst people in the world, the best people in the world, go to the same state of bliss. But in that bliss state, you can't create. And after a while, whatever is the essence of yourself starts to yearn to create. So you eventually come forth if you're lucky. Ion says there's no reincarnation, that when you die, that thing's gone, goes into the sea of whatever it is in the guff. And then you're activated, or somehow you're activated, and that's a whole other topic. So then you're born, and I assume again, though Ion says you never did really die, your deepest self, so it's complex. So anyways, on a simple level, you come forth to create. And babies don't care where they're born, they just want to mix it up and have contrast, which is how you create. So contrast is part of consciousness, physical consciousness. Contrast being what would appear to be upsetting, dissonance, pain and these things. We actually crave it because then we react to it and create. So that being the condition of humans, if you get tired of the contrast and you yearn again for the bliss, you will start to create a situation where you can have the bliss by leaving this place. Now, if you understand that you can go to many worlds, you're not limited to this physical situation that you apparently are inside of, then you can get rid of the contrast here and have it in another world, and it'll be different. So it's the variety of experiences that you can have, which drugs give to people. Here's Ion's explanation of the drug effect. All it does is remove the constant rule-making that your mind, the labyrinth your mind is making, relaxes your mind so you allow yourself to see all kinds of other things, including other worlds, and that's why people like Jim Morrison, Michael Jackson, fake their deaths because they know of other worlds because they did a lot of drugs, and they become aware of it, and then they learn how to live over there. So when you can live in all these worlds, you realize you can't die, and then you're not limited to this physical thing. Now, what's a vampire? A vampire is someone who wants to be eternal, live forever in the physical, but has a limited understanding of the physical, so makes their mind, make their body stay in the physical, but they can't go out to other worlds. They have to live at night, and they're actually not eternal. They're called immortal, and they're actually in a prison of physical, but they can't die. So that's a side thing. Every occult weird phenomenon Ion can explain, and plus ones we never heard of. So that's an attempt to swarm over the idea of why we die.
That's really interesting.
What do you think about the idea that people like Anthony Peak have brought to the table, that we never do die, but we die in other people's realities, but we keep living on and on and on. But it's other people that perceive us as dead.
Yeah, that's another way of saying. Ion says that this is the fact. Because there's no time, there's no beginning, there's no ending. So every one of us, you, Cherie, have existed forever, and it's not even measured in time. You are forever, eternal. That's a fact. And so if you die, that means you took a subset of yourself, created a subbody, made that die, but your eternal essence never dies. There are now 8 or 9 JWs. We've got all kinds of data on the different JWs that are formed. He has now ascended enough that his different selves are communicating with us and interacting with us. So that's another amazing phenomenon. Another reason why JW can't be in public. He does not. He knows Warren Buffett. He's a good friend of Warren Buffett, but because Warren Buffett, every time he takes a shit, it affects the market. JW does not want to be under that kind of microscope, and that's a smart way to be. So he's very careful about his privacy. So, and then when this other stuff is happening with Ion, that makes it even more curious. But the idea you are forever, the more you think about that and make it real by saying it to yourself, it actually starts to make sense. How could anything start? Where's it going to start from? What is this thing outside of reality that could make it start? You know, and what started it? Now, those are simple questions, but it's very simple. And then you realize, well, I'm so eternal, and I don't even have to think about it. Then I don't even have to think there's a start, so I'm not even alive. I'm just a little neuron interacting with things.
That's a lot to take in.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, you can start listening on, what is it, 2012RNARadio.com or at AchieveRadio.com.
Right on the front page, it has click on Studio B. It has all of our ION content just playing 24/7. It's over 1,000 hours. And then it even has Studio C is my stuff on the radio since 1984. It turns out, if you go back and listen to what I was saying, I used to talk like this in the 80s up in Toronto on the radio. I actually was plugged into what was happening. I didn't fully know it would come up as ION, but I'm saying stuff that was ionic back then. So I understand even more so through that experience of ION. Then going back and listening to what I said, I was already living now. How else could I have said it?
I know what I'm going to be downloading to listen to on the plane on the way home, for sure. This is amazing.
Yes, and what Carol was saying, it's 2012RNARadio.com. You go there, and you can listen to, it's 14 episodes or so now, of Carol's Monday health call about RNA drops. So we invite people on Monday to call in. We're on for at least an hour, and you can talk about these issues and RNA drops for free with Carolyn.
Carolyn, we had a request earlier. Can you speak a little bit about MS?
Multiple sclerosis. What's been happening in the past number of years is people have been supposedly developing more autoimmune diseases, and they call MS an autoimmune disease where the body is attacking itself. So, number one, the body doesn't attack a healthy self. So if the body is attacking itself, then it must be the unhealthy parts or the toxic parts or the irritated parts. So in natural medicine, we don't believe in autoimmune disease in that sense, because most people, if they're able to detox, get rid of mercury fillings, clean up their emotional health, then a lot of symptoms will disappear. People are diagnosed with MS more and more if they just have kind of neurological twitching or irritation. They do MRIs and brain scans and say there's demyelination and say, oh, well, this, you have MS, you have plaque, or they'll give something that seems scientific, but more and more they'll look at normal scans and normal MRIs, and a lot of people with no symptoms will have the same findings. So I really urge people who've been given a diagnosis of an autoimmune disease to make sure that they can detoxify. We avoid sugar, wheat, and dairy as things that will irritate the system. Certainly take REMAG as a magnesium that will help heal muscles and nerves. So in general, I'm really leery of a lot of the diagnoses out there these days, even with something like skin cancer. I'm just doing my CME credits for my California license. I have to renew my license every couple of years. And some of the questions are just scary, because some of the case histories, because it's all about drugs. It's nothing about lifestyle, diet, nothing about supplements. And one of the things they're saying now and trying to teach doctors is that every mole, every something called an actinic keratosis, which we were just told, oh, that's just sun damage, everything now is being called precancerous. So the very scary thing is that anyone goes into a doctor and they see any sort of growth of any kind on your skin, it's off to the dermatologist. And then the dermatologist is going to cut it out and send it to pathology. And what happens in pathology these days is that anything that doesn't look like normal cellular structure is going to be called precancerous or cancer. And what happens with all that is a huge emotional impact. It's a disease in itself, this misdiagnosis that people are being given, where you're being told that you have a disease that then the rest of the world is saying, well, one in two people are going to have cancer, and you know, the cancer death rate is soaring. So we don't think we can fight cancer. It seems hopeless the way
it's being talked about, but an aspect that bridges the gap between allopathic medicine, natural medicine, and ion is something called total biology or German New Medicine, which is the conflict basis of disease. And what we say in total biology is that disease is something that the mind kind of creates in the body to try to solve a severe stress or an external stressor that impinges on the brain, makes the body feel weak and vulnerable and on the, you know, teetering on the edge. So to stop the mind from being caught up in all this, a disease is created in the body to try to solve the problem. So the body's not stupid. It's not attacking itself. It's not falling apart. It's not giving you cancer. It is trying to create solutions, but we keep diagnosing it as incurable conditions. So my solutions are get your mind out of the way. If a doctor gives you some sort of crazy diagnosis that you immediately and intuitively don't trust and don't believe, then don't believe it. Get other opinions and at the very least start looking at natural medicine options for your skin. Really, you have to have something on hand to treat yourself with, like the Renew. We have an RNA drops in a 10 times concentrate for skin application. So if the doctor starts saying, well, you got to go and have this cut out, then start using the Renew. Go for an appointment. You know, make sure you're not missing something that's progressed. But people really have to have other options on hand, like RNA drops, the Renew, and the ion information to know that you're in power, you're in charge, and to get your mind out of this whole business about like kowtowing and following the sheep and the lemmings over the cliff.
Mm-hmm. One more question for you. Miracle Mineral Solution. Can you comment on that?
Not so much. I mean, I have it, and I've taken some of it. I'm sure it does something. The chlorine in it is definitely going to kill things in the body. I guess personally, after a while, you know, anything you put it in, it tastes like chlorine, you know, it tastes like you're drinking bleach, so it becomes difficult to take, but it is something that it's possibly going to help people if they can swallow it down. RNA drops are a lot easier to swallow.
Very nice. We've got about 3 minutes left. Bob, what would you like to leave the audience with?
Well, as I listen to Carolyn talk about the drug emphasis, and I noticed on your website, which is your creation there, you and Sheree are the people behind it, right?
Yes.
It's your place.
Yes.
I notice you have sources on top about the mafia, this and that. When we know that IG Farben, which was the combine of Germany and the Rockefellers before World War II, therefore the Nazis were involved, or some of the Nazi people. So here's this combine that in World War II, its factories owned by the Rockefellers in Germany were not allowed to be bombed by the Allies. After the war, they did a token breakup of IG Farben into Bayer's and two other names that Carol might know, three other or four other companies, and those guys go forward to create this brave new world where every doctor is forced to do this drug stuff. If you want to talk about mafias or the Nazis or this Illuminati, these bad people, it seems to me their main program is drugs, is allopathic drug-oriented therapy. And it's historically validated. Look up a person like Mae Brussels, Mae Brussels. Listen to her recording. She was on to this in the 70s. She predicted Watergate, all kinds of things. Predicted the Reagan era, predicted John Lennon getting shot. But that's because she understood that this weird combine before World War II that Thomas Pynchon writes about in Gravity's Rainbow, this is a great novel about this, that it makes sense that the one thing that is so stupid, but, quote, an evil force imposed on the population, the way the drug companies have acted this out, they fit the bill.
of a very huge disturbance for humans.
There it is, so, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for your time this evening, Bob and Carolyn. Ladies and gentlemen, kiss the one you love right now, because you never know when the last time is going to be. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And much, much more to come right here on TruthFrequencyRadio.com.
Who's to blame? It's now set to explode like a hand grenade does. No peace to seize the police to show peace. At least peace, no release. Peace underneath the beast that lies.